here a year. What's your favorite KCQ?
Hey, man.
What's new in the clubhouse, the bullpen, and the lineup, too?
Hey, man.
How was the road trip? Bob and Dusty want to know.
Hey, man.
What do you think of Slugger and FM radio?
That's right. I forgot what day it is. It's Wednesday. We won't keep you long. We know you got a big game today to win that series against those Bravos. Riding with the top down in the convertible.
You got the convertible
today.
Going, huh?
There you go. How are you today, Mr. Matt Cotrero?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Not too shabby. Hey, I saw you taking some hacks in the cage the other day. You still got it? I'm sorry?
I was taking hacks?
Yeah, I saw you had the bat inside the cage. It looked like
hitting ground balls. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Don't humble yourself. You were putting them over the left field fence.
If somebody's flipping them to me from about 18 inches away, I can still hit it.
Did you throw your back out?
Not that time, but that's happened too. So, yeah,
that's fun. I mean, as we get up there, you know, you get new things like you're not supposed to anymore. And, oh, my back, it hurts. It's broken. And you got to figure out a way to get it fixed. Get advice, you know, as we age, Matt. Nothing's easy anymore.
Yeah, no, I hear you. No, my fair share of back problems, but. We could talk about back pain on here. That's good.
No, let's talk about the important stuff here, Q, because I want to ask you this question as we are here at July 30th. What's it like being a manager in a clubhouse with a team that is connected together going through what is a trade deadline season where you might add or subtract players to your squad?
Yeah, I mean, every year is unique. I mean, these guys are used to the trade deadline, you know, in and of itself, but every group of guys is different. You know, we talked about it right after the All-Star break. I mean, you know, for the next couple of weeks, you're going to hear your name. You're going to hear your teammates' names. You're going to, you know, there's going to be a lot of stuff going on. And really, we have to turn our focus to our own group. And, you know, the addition of Lugo, you know, with his extension, that's something that, you know, is like an acquisition by itself, you know, just because you're not losing one of your best guys. You know, and these guys are human. So when they see their names or they hear their names, they don't know if it's true or not. And a lot of times it's not. You know, there's a lot of stories out there that are either made up or, you know, there's just a rumor about it. You know, because I think pretty much every GM approaches it the same way. Like, we'll listen just about on everybody. You know, there's mm-hmm. a couple people here and there that obviously aren't going to be included in those conversations. But the best thing to do is block it all out to the best of your ability and just continue to keep playing hard.
Are you going to like take two guys aside today in the locker room before the game and say, hey, do me a favor about the third inning, start hugging everybody and just to get everybody riled up and then they could kind of send them for like an okie doke, if you will. Can we do that today to mess with the insiders?
I mean, there's been all kinds of stuff over the years, you know, with different teams I've been on or been coaching where guys do stuff like that, where they, hey, you got to go upstairs and stuff like that. And the guys get all bent out of shape or they're excited. You know, when you're in the minor leagues, hey, you just got traded and you go upstairs and it's a joke. And, you know, just trying to keep people. Some people are excited about it because, you know, if you're in Double A or whatever, you think, oh, man, I just got traded. You know, maybe I'm going to the big leagues or whatever. So guys will mess with each other. I don't think they'll do that too much today, though.
Yeah, I know you got a big game, obviously, and you're in this fight for that final wild card spot, so you don't want to, you know, let anything go under you know, wraps. But I think it would be funny, like, hey, Vinny, start hugging everybody in the third inning today and see what happens.
Yeah, well, if somebody was going to do it, it would probably be Vinny.
Right.
But I think, no, I mean, we really view this as we are in it, and we just we need to string some wins together, and you know, we're battling like crazy. You know, nothing's been easy most of the year, and it's been, you know, win a couple, lose a couple. We need to put a streak together, but that, you know, that all starts with day one, you know, and that's what these guys have been trying to approach it.
Yeah, you haven't been really given the easiest of hand after the All-Star break. We've seen a lot of injuries with, obviously, Cags and Bubic as well. How does that sort of adversity kind of make your team stronger as you go through the nuts and bolts of what is the baseball season?
Well, there's nothing you can do about it. You know, injuries are inevitable. I mean, we talked about, you know, we're going to need depth, and unfortunately, you know, a lot of our depth got hurt as well, you know, especially in the starting pitching department. But there's a lot of guys that are, you know, are fighters. You know, these guys, look at what the bullpen's done this week, just to step up and pick up a bunch of innings, especially with the doubleheader and how challenging that can be. You know, these guys want to win. And when you're in that clubhouse with them every day, you sense it, you feel it, it's real. So guys are going to do whatever they can to help us win on any given night. Now, you know, the injuries, I feel really badly for Chris. You know, that's really unfortunate. Jax is much more mild, you know, much shorter term thing. But with Chris, you know, that's 2 out of 3 years where he's had a season ending injury, especially this year being an All-Star and what he's meant to us. That's really tough for him. But we're really hopeful that it's just a, you know, a setback and he'll be ready for next year.
Can you take the Cags injury and actually look at that as something good? Because you can now, quote unquote, send him down to the minors without like sending him down to the minors, you know, and get kind of a rehab start and maybe get him a little bit of confidence back there. And it's not look like it's a demotion. It's a minor league rehab start. Can you approach it that way?
Well, I mean, more so than that, I'm approaching, and we've talked about this the last, you know, this week or however long it is where he's just doing his work at the clubhouse, like just seeing the game from a different perspective and taking a step back, watching what other guys do, understanding if he can make one part of his day more efficient or easier on himself, you know, because when you come up, get thrown right in, he played pretty much every day for the last 6 weeks or so. And maybe a little bit more than that now. And, you know, it's a whirlwind no matter who you are when you come up to the big leagues for the first time. So for him to gain a little bit of perspective on what's going on around him and try to simplify things, I think that can be used as a positive.
Well, hey, Matt, go get that victory today. Get to 7-5 in the post All-Star break, and we'll continue to watch these guys take on the Bravos today at 1:10.
Okay, guys, thanks. Have a great day.
Have fun in Canada.
Yeah. All right.
He seemed thrilled.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, it's going to be fun, except for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, they're one of the better teams in baseball.
Yeah,
they're not the best team in baseball, which is insane.
What's crazy, though, you have said that now a few times today, and every day it seemingly changes on who the best team in baseball was, because a week ago it was the Cubs, and then it was the Brewers, and now it's the Blue Jays who are the best team, and the Tigers. I mean, like, that's where baseball is right now. Like, yeah, they're 2 games under 500, and they need to get to 500 before we can start talking about, you know, the postseason. But, man, it flips on a dime right now in this sport. And there's so many good teams out there. And that's why I think the next, you know, 24 to, you know, 30 hours or so with this trade deadline, Dusty, is going to be very exciting around baseball. I think it's going to be, you know, kind of picking up. I texted somebody in an organization this morning, and I said, can you do something before 10 a.m.? We kind of need something to talk about. And the response was like, I'll try my best. People are busy. He said, what about tomorrow? As long as between 6 and 10 a.m. and a trade's made, I'm good with that. Anything outside that time frame doesn't work. But I think it's going to pick up, man. I think we're really going to start to see guys being moved and trades happening. Or I could be totally wrong and nothing happens on a trade deadline front. But I just feel like it, and I don't know if you feel this way too, with the momentum baseball has right now, I feel like this is going to carry into the trade deadline, and I think there's going to be a lot of impetus to make moves for a lot of these teams right now.
No doubt. Because it is. It's that time where, like, you know, guys either thrive or they dive, and you're in that time in the season where it could happen, and it just depends, man. Like, I know 4 games seems like a lot, and, you know, a 12% chance to make the playoffs is a lot. The other thing, too, that I heard the other day on the radio is that, you know, you've got to – at this point, you've got to string together, like, in 20 games, you got to go, like, 15-5.
Yeah, you do. You got to – and even Q mentioned, he goes, you win a couple, you lose a couple. That's a 500 team, yeah. Right? You've got to find a way to do – I think the Mets had won 7 in a row up until the beginning of this week. Who were we talking about last week that had won, like, 10 in a row?
Boston.
Right, the Red Sox, right before the All-Star break, had won 10 in a row. That's the kind of string that the Royals need to go on. You're right. 15-5 in your next 20 – now we're talking about something.
Yeah, you're essentially the 2024/25 Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to win 9 out of your next 10 to get into the playoffs, and it's doable, but it's not favorable.
Right.
Don't forget, you can join 96.5 The Fan at Hollywood Casino on Friday, August 8th. Cody and Gold plus The Drive will be broadcasting live from the Sportsbook inside Hollywood Casino. We'll be registering fans to win a signed Charles and Minnehue football plus a pair of tickets to Chiefs and Colts. Be sure to follow Hollywood Casino on Facebook, Instagram, and X and enter their giveaway on August 7th for a chance to win $100 pin cash on August 8th every hour from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. We'll get back to our poll question, and we'll get back to what is the story so far at camp. The left tackle who goes by the name of Josh Simmons. You're listening to 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.